Hi, backstage. So I have been challenged to the Nice to Meet You questionnaire, which was originally posted by Little Mako, and POV Scribe has been so kind as to issue me the additional challenge of not cussing in my response. So she set me up for failure because I am constitutionally incapable of, you know, not swearing, but I'm gonna give it a go. We'll see how it goes. So, here we go. So, number one, please introduce yourself, your username, and what name you'd like to go by. Feel free to come up with an origin story. Okay, so my username is Marcella Hattrick. I can go by Cella or Marcella, or hey girl hey, or whatever really. It actually came from my friends and I were coming up with drag names for reasons that I'm not gonna go into. And I came up with Marcella Hattrick and was very pleased with my own cleverness, and so I kept it for my own. But I would be very, just absolutely delighted if anyone else got the reference. So, you know, let me know. Number two, are you or aspiring to be a performer, writer, lurker, etc.? More than one can be applicable. All right, so I was a lurker for several months, and I'm going to say I'm aspiring to be a performer because I've got a couple audios out there, but I don't really feel like I'm a performer, like some of the people on here are, like, yeah. I do write, I just don't write scripts. I write fiction, both original and fan, but scripts I'm finding are a bit more difficult, and so I'm not quite there yet. three, favorite musical genre, top three music artists. My musical tastes are kind of schizophrenic. So I think my favorite genre would be like hard rock. And yeah, there's a dirty joke in there somewhere. But, my top three artists though, I'm gonna be tricky fish on this one and say Maynard James Keenan, because anything he does is just divine and hardwired straight to my girly bits. And but I also love Amanda Palmer and Tori Amos. So, you know, there's that. And I know that the latter two there don't really fall into my favorite genre, but they're, you know, all-time favorites that, you know, I sing in the car on my way to and from work, so, you know, there's that. Four, what is your current favorite kink or fetish? What do you find sexy? It can be as specific or vague as you wish. Well, see what happened was, what I like to listen to is, you know, like M Sub, Pretty Boy Bike, Pretty Boy Begging is just it for me. Oh my God. I'm trying to expand my horizons and listen to other stuff, but the please and begging just does it for me. I'm trying so hard not to curse. Oh my God, POV. So there's that. Five, kink or fetish you'd like to learn more about. Like I said, I'm just kind of listening to other stuff that's out of my wheelhouse. I'm finding myself being like, this is not my kink. What is this? Why is this so hot? This is not my kink. But there's not like anything in particular that I'm, you know, particularly seeking out to explore. I'm just kind of waiting. Number six, biggest pet peeves. Oh my God, there are so many. There are so many. I also hate grammar and spelling and punctuation errors. Cannot stand it. It drives me insane. In general. Also, rudeness. There's no call for rudeness. I'm, from a culture where you can tell someone to go to hell and they'll be excited about the trip. And there's just no call for being rude, and I can't stand it. It irks my nerves. And as far as like reading, I read a lot on AO3 because I'm a nerd. Y'all, prostate and prostrate are not interchangeable, for the love of God. Just completely drives me nuts. Anyway, okay. So, number 7, favorite celebrity voice. Do you prefer higher or lower pitch voices? Well, again, Maynard James Keenan's voice just does it for me. Like, insane. Also, James McAvoy's natural, like, speaking voice. Oh my God. Because, Scottish is my all-time favorite accent. Like, it's ridiculous. I fully admit that it's ridiculous. But yeah, so there's that. In general, I prefer like lower voices in women. Guy voices, it can vary. It's not as fixed, my preference as far as voice pitch. Number 8, what ice cream flavor would your sexual preferences be? Feel free to come up with a brand new flavor. Additionally, how do you prefer your ice cream, on its own, with or without toppings, sauces, in a cone, on a waffle, etc.? This is a strange question, I think. I don't know how to answer this, 'cause it's like not all the things, but all the things. So, hi, my name's Marcella Hattrick. I'm pansexual, so like hearts not parts, but not into like water sports and stuff. So, like all the things, but not all the things. So this is a difficult question to answer. So that's all you get, As far as how I prefer my actual ice cream, straight out the pint. Just give me a spoon. What are you, new? All right. Number 9, what are your biggest idiosyncrasies, mannerisms, behavior, or way of thinking that makes you you? So I cuss a lot, hence POV Scribes' additional challenge to me. Like a lot. It's real bad. Real bad. Also, I am just a little ball of hate energy. Like, not really, but when I get frustrated, I tend to like flail a lot. Like, it disturbs my coworkers sometimes. I'll, end up kicking my desk or banging on my desk or something, just so I don't strangle somebody. And I know it looks ridiculous because I'm like short and just unassuming looking, and then I just explode with this just really scary, aggressive anger energy, and it's, I'm sure, disturbing. So there's that. But yeah, that's a couple of the big ones. And then number 10, what do you hope to get out of GWA or GWAB? Well, when I first started lurking, I was just, looking for the audio, because I had come to find that audio is my favorite part of porn, and there was not enough of just the audio I was looking for, and oh my God, here's a community that's just the audio that I'm looking for. And then, as sort of a performer in training, I guess, performer-ish. It's nice to get feedback from the listener on, you know, the stuff that I'm, the content that I'm putting out there, because there's, you know, I know what my intent was, and it's nice to hear if that translated the way that I wanted it to from an objective ear, because I can't, like, I can't tell whether or not it came across how it was supposed to come across, because I'm the one that made it, if that makes any sense. And so I like to get the feedback, and it's, you know, a confidence boost, because of course it is. But so there we go. And I think I made it through without cussing. Ha 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 ha. But yeah, that was my nice to meet you questionnaire. Thanks for listening.